You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
What's happening? We're back. Baffle, find podcast, find me on podcast, find your favorite comics on podcast. A better way to find your favorite comics, better than the Apple podcast app. It's way better. It's laughable.com. Laughable is a top-rated podcast app in the entire app store. Did you hear that? Just search Laughable. Android users, Laughable is finally coming out. First quarter of 2019. First quarter of the Apple. First quarter.
Oh, right there.
Whatever it is. Sign up to be notified at Laughable.com. Go there if you're an Android user. Laughable. I use it all the time when I listen to podcasts. It is the number one podcasting app in the entire app store. Okay, check this out. Promo code what, dude? Brooklinen. You spend a third of your life in the sheets. At least I do, because I'm depressed. This holiday season, it's a great time for bedding upgrades for you and your loved ones. It's a great gift. I got them last year. I got these sheets for my mom, my sister, and a couple friends of mine. You can do this. You're wondering, what do I get these people, dude? What do I get? Well, get them this right there. It's incredible. I have them on my bed at all times. I have three pairs. They sent me one. I bought two. Okay. It's 5-star hotel sheets. Okay. It's unbelievable. It shouldn't be difficult and expensive to get good sheets at your house. So talk about the new sheets. Fucking Michael. I got my new sheets. 3,000 5-star reviews. Was it 30,000 5-star reviews? That's incredible. Okay, Brooklyn and Sheets, named winner of the best online betting category by Good Housekeeping. Okay, 5-star. Relax, Mike. Stop panicking. What the fuck was that? Is someone going to kill him?
I think so. I think that's what the alarm's for.
They have 30,000 5-star reviews. Brooklyn works directly with the manufacturer. That's how they get to directly with the customer, okay? They cut out the middleman. Okay, meaning they can give you 5-star hotel quality sheets that are affordable and easy to order. Sheets don't just feel amazing. They're unbelievable. Mike, I'm going to get you these sheets for Christmas.
Oh, please.
The towels, robes, candles, sleep mask, and more also make for great gift ideas this season. All right? They're super fast shipping. Make sure that you can get it by the holidays. All right? Right on time. They're coming. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever had. I swear to you. Okay? I've ever slept on. Pillows, sheets, everything. Now it's time for you to upgrade. Brooklinen.com.
It's like a one-man show.
is giving you exclusive offers just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WHATDUDE. That's WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com is so confident that their product, about their sheets and comforters and towels. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get this set up.
Well, it's set up. Just
I like to get in a position. Go ahead. Let's get through this and do what we got to do.
All right. There you go. Brooklyn's comfortable sheets. Shut up. And towels come with a lifetime warranty. There you go. Lifetime. I'm so glad you burnt your mouth. That's the Brooklinen. That's the sheet gods. The only way to get the $20 off of free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code WHATDUDE. We're into it. We're running late a little bit. Me and Voss have to do a TV show. Let's get right into it. We have the great Rich Voss. And special guest,
mediocre.
I haven't seen Billy in a year.
William Burr.
No. As a kid. Yeah, since the last thing.
Oh, all right.
As your kid.
She's awesome.
Isn't it great? How old is she? Greatest. Two now,
she's
right?
Going to be two.
Hey, why are you taking over my show, fucking interviewer?
Because I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him either since last year.
Oh, really?
No, I've seen him before. We talk all the time.
Yeah, do you?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, we talk. You and I talk. Oh, yeah. Me and Voss talk. We definitely, we vent.
What are you drinking, a little mini Coke?
I know. What's this, a shot of Coke? Thank you, though,
he
for getting it.
He said you wanted a bottle.
Yeah. They asked how tall you were, and then that's the Coke they gave.
That's the only one that fit your hands? Sorry.
That's okay. No, that's funny.
He really does have little hands.
Yeah, it looks like a regular
I always
Coke.
Forget. You shake his hand. It's weird. It's like meeting a toddler. That worked all its life. It's all rough and shit.
I know, it's calluses from golf.
Yeah, he just
83 yesterday.
You're 83?
I shot 83.
Oh, sorry.
In the cold wind, freezing weather.
I know, I called you yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, we...
Did we talk?
Yeah, we talked on the phone.
I get so many calls. I'm not going to remember everyone.
I'm your, literally one of your only three friends.
Yeah, I lost Norton.
You did? Why, you don't talk anymore?
No, I do talk, but
when was the last time you talked to Norton?
Tonight. I saw him tonight. I was watching his set tonight, yeah, and twice I laughed out loud. He's really funny, man. Wait,
you were about to say he's gotten funny. Yeah.
No.
He's been funny for a minute there, Rich.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I know what he's saying. He's taken it to another level.
Yeah, it's not all, you know, slip in a puddle of AIDS. There was some real funny personal stuff there that was really funny that I you know, I just... You
look
know
how
you
hard
see
it is for you to compliment somebody.
I thought
it was funny.
No. Listen, when you see somebody, a comic, and you'll go, oh, that's good. Oh, that's funny. That's good. You'll say it. But when you laugh, it's very seldom to make, you know, a major act like me laugh out loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you watched me in Vegas, how you guys were amazed.
We weren't. We didn't even watch you. We stayed in the room.
No, you did.
Nobody watched you.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, the audience, but they were forced to. Put your pinky down. It's the size of the rest of your fingers.
Why is it so hot in here?
Well, dude, either it's too cold or too hot for you in here.
Did you have that wool hat on?
Why do you have drop cloths?
Well, that's how we keep the water from getting on the equipment here at the Riotcast Studios.
Oh, there's a leak?
This is a pre-war building, so the building is leaking.
Oh.
But they're fixing it. So they got to fix the outside of the building.
Yeah, I know. I was in construction.
You weren't in construction,
boss. I used to have a contracting business.
No,
can't
you
guys agree on something?
Yeah, we both don't like you.
All right. Get a little flow going here.
This is the problem, Burr, because you're here. He always comes in hot.
I always come in hot no matter who's here.
Yeah, but he comes in hot out of the gate and just fucking shooting. And then it takes a minute for him to slow down a little bit.
And just be rich.
Rich,
why can't you just sit here and be rich?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who I am. I'm in a fucking crisis right now.
What crisis?
Huh?
What? What happened?
Nothing. It was not really a crisis.
What's going on?
Everything's great right now.
No, come on.
Oh,
your
really?
Voice is too
Things
high.
Are great.
Your voice
it's
is
hot
too
here.
High.
You, no, it's,
great.
No.
Everything's fine. Could be better.
What's wrong?
No, I'm really in it.
How did
really...
you not get me a coffee?
Huh?
Okay. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. No, go stay there. Do your thing.
Do you want some? You want half of this?
No, I don't want half of this.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, though. What's wrong with you? There's something
wrong. Nothing at all, for real.
There's something wrong.
Right now, things couldn't be any better.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Why, is that?
I'm not fighting with my wife.
Huge.
Right now.
That's 85% of your life right there. 85% of happiness.
We have the friends there at our house, which you said, so it takes up some of our friend. Her friend is staying there, mm-hmm. so... We don't have to focus on each other. You know what I'm saying?
This is what bothers me, though, is that she sleeps in the bed.
No, she sleeps in my kid's room, has two beds in my kid's room.
But you told me the other day that you sleep in the other bed.
No. I'll start off, like last night, I started off upstairs in our bed with my wife.
Yeah.
But then if I start snoring, she'll say something. I'll wake up. I'll go, fuck it. Let me go downstairs, have a piece of Nicorette gum. Excuse me. It's just soda gives you a guess. Have a piece of Nicorette gum. Yeah. Then I'll just sleep on the couch downstairs for the next half. The first half I'll start upstairs and then I work my way downstairs.
That's sad.
It's not sad at all.
It's understandable. It's courteous. I like
it. Yes, because I snore. Why would I wake my wife and then she's going to re-wake me? You know what I mean?
Can I give you some advice on snoring? Go to your dentist.
I got one of those. I spent $1,000.
I didn't even give you the advice yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Have all your teeth taken off.
I did that and had new ones put in. $40,000.
Did you spend $40,000 on your teeth?
$35,000, $40,000 on my top teeth.
Wow.
I'm going to do the bottom just next.
Your bottoms aren't fake? Those are fake.
No, just these are right here, not on the sides.
Well, those are fake.
No, the front four are. The other ones aren't.
You're going to get the other ones taken out?
I'm taking them all out and putting just implants.
Oh, the whole mouth will be
fake. Yes, because you don't know what happens if there's like some nuclear thing, whatever. Then I'll never have dental problems living in the woods.
Hey, if you burn up in a car wreck, will they be able to identify you by your implants?
My hands. They'll go, he was a baby man.
Remember the time we threw your dumb hat in the barbecue at Patrice's house?
No, you didn't.
Yeah. No, that was Keith. I'm sorry.
No, at your podcast, you paid for my hat to burn it on stage.
We did. We got the audience to donate money. He said, I said, how much would it cost to burn that stupid thing? And he said $100.
Yeah.
But then he goes, we got the $100. He goes, 107. I go, why 7? He goes, tax. We had to get $7 more.
And then I went and bought another one for 50. I made 57 that night.
I mean, I sleep in the bed with my wife, but I have the mouth guard that goes in.
I have that too. You got the one, the metal one where you lock it in and stuff. Which one do you have?
I got the one actually from Canada.
Yeah.
Like their Rite Aid.
The rubber one with the little hole in the middle?
Yeah.
I got that too.
That doesn't work. Here's another thing.
Do you
too.
Breathe through your nose? See, I don't breathe through my nose.
Well, you have to prop yourself up a little bit like the Elephant Man.
Well, that's easy for you. Here's the thing, okay? I lay on my stomach and I don't snore. When I lay on my back, I snore.
You sleep on your stomach?
Yeah, I sleep on my stomach. I can.
Okay. You walked into that one, dude.
I really threw that the fuck up and just watched it come down.
Why? You don't sleep? When I sleep on my back, I'll fall asleep on my back. I'll fall asleep with my legs crossed like that.
Why?
I don't. It's comfortable. It's like laying on the, I feel like I'm on the beach or something. Sometimes I will. But when I lay on my back, I snore, but not on my stomach. I don't know why. I don't know.
You should go to a doctor and find out what the fuck that is. Because I got this little mouth guard, and it's like a little purr.
Did you get it at the Apple store?
No.
It's got a little camera on it.
No, it's got no camera.
I can watch my larynx, dude.
The one thing that it does, too.
And you can watch it, too, at bobbyslarynx.com.
Well, repost this.
The one thing the Canadian one does, it's a little fucked up, but it has only the front bottom teeth like these. So what happens is it loosens your bottom teeth when you sleep.
Oh, you gotta watch out for that.
So when you wake up, they're a little loose.
You can't do that.
I know.
You can't have your teeth fall out. The fuck? That's crazy.
I have great teeth. Look at those teeth.
Yeah, you have nice teeth.
Yeah, I do. I have great teeth. You know who worked on my teeth? Billy's dad worked on my teeth.
He's a dentist?
My dad, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was a carpenter. Of course he's a dentist. What a dumb question. Wait, he's a dentist where? In Boston?
Let me see your teeth. You know what? You have good, for well, everything you've done, I hate your fake smile.
No.
He's like,
I don't know.
He goes, I have nice teeth.
You have perfect teeth.
Yeah, he's got great teeth.
Is that because of your dad?
No, they just came in like that, and then I had a little problem down there, and I got the Invisalign just to straighten this out.
But you grew up with, like, probably no cavities because your father was a dentist.
No, the painter's house needed paint, but I was able to, I just took care of myself. I don't know. I brushed my teeth and I flossed.
Painter's house needed paint.
I knew you weren't going to get it.
Painter's house needs paint. Like this,
the painter's house has to be painted.
No, meaning.
Oh, I'm dumb too.
He paints all fucking day. He comes home. The last thing he wants to do is paint.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Thank you, fucking Nietzsche.
I should have really started with a very basic expression.
Wow, the automotive's house, whatever.
I should have sided with the dumb guy.
I should have said the midget needs a hat or something. I don't know what they mean.
Jesus.
Well, your teeth are that's the thing that fucks you in your old age.
No, your back. Arthritis. Fuck you. Arthritis is the worst. When your back or something, I got a little arthritis in my lower back. And let me tell you, back pain, your teeth, you can get fucking implants or fake teeth.
You can, but not everybody can afford $55,000 for teeth, Voss. A lot of people have to just deal with the fucking teeth they got.
My friend had his teeth when he was in prison. There was a guy that made teeth in prison.
Out of what?
Wood. But they were nice. He had nice teeth.
Was the prison in the 20s?
they were something. I don't know what. But the guy in prison made teeth.
Made teeth out of...
I don't know what they made them out of. I didn't know. Maybe ivory. I don't fucking know. But he had
they
prison
sneak
teeth.
Out of the jail at night and they kill an elephant. And yes, they come back and they were.
Yes, they have.
I don't know. They were too dumb to stay out in the Serengeti and live a free life. He was making too much money in prison.
Did
with
you guys,
cigarettes.
Did you
making
guys,
teeth. Did None you, of that story made sense.
Did you guys see the movie, the remake of Papillon?
No.
I saw the original. Was incredible.
Just a remake. Okay, did you see fucking Bohemian Rhapsody?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see the Queen? You didn't see that?
No.
The fucking guy in there nailed it. Nailed Freddie Mercury.
The
but
actor?
He also played, yeah. He also played the character that Dustin Hoffman played in Papillon.
Mm-hmm.
He's from I Am Robot.
I Am Robot, yeah.
Fucking amazing, amazing actor. And so we watched it last night, the remake of Papillon. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah?
Really good. The guy is so good. This guy steals every fucking scene.
Is he playing Steve McQueen or Dustin's part?
He plays Dustin's part.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who plays Steve McQueen is the guy from Sons of Anarchy, the lead that was in Sons of Anarchy, the
Never
good-looking guy with blonde hair. He was going to do 50 Shades.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
That
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, but McQueen was so
listen,
good
Listen, fucking
movie.
The trades over here. It's like talking, it's like Variety came to life. It's very castable, good looking, the blonde hair.
He's
can
stunning.
Play 28 to 43.
Stunning. Stunning.
He steals every scene.
Great.
Steals every
oh,
scene.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
He's fucking.
I was at a party when we were doing that sex drug show at one of those, at Comic-Con. They do those parties where every star in the world is there. And he walked by and stared at me from.
Who, this guy here?
This guy. He stared at me. As he was walking with this team of people, because he's just I Am Robot, he's like the big next thing, his group of people, and he stared right at me, and he's got those fucking eyes,
uh-huh.
And he stared at me, and he looked at me, and I just went, hey, and he went, and he wasn't really looking at me, I think he was looking like just straight, and I thought he was looking at me, and I went, hey, and he was like, he just fucking kept moving. I suck with famous people.
I know. I was at a golf course in L.A. So it's when I was doing Dumb Last Comic, and Don Cheadle, is that how you say his last name?
I don't know.
You know Don Cheadle.
Who?
What's his last name?
I don't know.
Don Cheadle, you're right.
Okay, Don Cheadle. He comes up to me and says, I know the director.
How did you not see that bit? You couldn't hear the way he was fucking saying it?
I couldn't take it anymore.
That's fair enough.
I couldn't take it anymore.
I get it.
I know where this is going.
I get it.
So he comes up to me and says, I'm friends with the director. He goes, you're really funny on the show, right? And then I said to him, can we take a picture together? And his eyes dropped. Like I went from like peer to fat girl like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're no longer, don't ever ask for a picture.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know because Norton always does it.
The best thing you
do
with a famous person is quickly Wikipedia them, find out what their hobby is, and talk about that. Like that fucking guy with the pipe about an hour ago.
Oh, God.
Who's that?
We just went to go smoke a cigar, and this guy was in the corner smoking a pipe. I was like, you know, I was thinking, I struck up a conversation with him. Like, how long have I been in the world that I knew not to do that? And I was just like, I was thinking of smoking a pipe. What's a good tobacco to start with? And he goes, well, you know, a lot of mistakes people make when they first start smoking a pipe. Dude, he took us through
the fucking... He pontificated for a second, though. He held the pipe like this. And Bill went, oh, you're pontificating.
It looks
like
you're blowing a baby.
Dude, Bobby was like texting me, shut up. And I was like, I hate pipe smokers. And he's just like, he just wouldn't stop talking. Dude, we literally sat down. He was talking to the back of our heads for like fucking 10 minutes. And then he stopped. And we were finally trying to get caught up. And he's like, you know what another good tobacco is? You're like, oh my God, is he still talking to us? Please tell me he's fucking ordering.
You didn't talk to him about his ascot or being Bruce Wayne's bummer? Oh,
it was so bad, dude.
Pipe smokers.
I like
just seem
I like,
arrogant and fucking.
There's a lot of work that goes.
Well,
when I
was a kid, both my grandparents smoked a pipe, and they sat on the porch and they did it. It was a very just chilling.
And they called back to the slaves.
I really wanted to laugh at that joke. I didn't get it.
Neither did I. I think one's coming up.
One's what?
Keith is coming.
Is Keith coming up?
He said he was.
Oh my God, this is going to be a fucking shit show.
My grandfather smoked cigars. My grandfather smoked cigars down to this, right? And my father quit cigars, right? Because he had.
No, I'm kidding. You can have.
He had something, but he's kept them in his mouth for 20 years. I told him on the phone the other day. I go, you're 90 years old. Fucking smoke them. What's it going to do? Take an hour off your fucking life? He goes, yeah, but it's too expensive to smoke them. And he just holds them in his mouth without lighting them for like 20 years now, which I couldn't do it with cigarettes.
A lot of old guys keep this, they call it a dry smoke. Well, they just chew on it.
Yeah,
they chew on the end of it because they can't smoke anymore. They were told not to smoke cigarettes.
Okay, so when you're done with the end, can you cut it and keep doing it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandfather would smoke the same cigar for 2 weeks, just chew on the nub. You know?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, they just can't give it up. He smoked pipes, too. He went to pipes. But pipes are... You got to clean the pipe out. You got to fucking put all the shit in it. You got to keep digging it out with a pipe cleaner. It's a fucking pain in the ass. Smoking a pipe looks awesome, but the fucking upkeep to just get that...
Or the ritual.
Ugh.
Yeah. When I used to smoke freebase...
It's a pain in the ass.
I used to smoke crack and cleaning the pipe out, right?
What?
Crack. When you smoke crack, you have like a pipe...
You clean the pipe out?
Because that's the oil. That's the strongest. You would clean it, and then you'd get like 2 major hits from the oil that was stronger than the freebase because it was the oil from the freebase.
Jesus.
And it would just fucking,
do you know how fucking lucky you are, dude?
Huh?
Do you know how fucking lucky you are?
Oh, I should be dead a million. My friend, we were getting high one night.
Yeah.
This is one of my best friends.
Yeah.
He took a hit off the pipe. The biggest shot, let it out, opened the car door, and fell on the ground up in Harlem. Yeah. And I thought he was dead. And the first thing, this is a good friend, the first thing that came to my mind was, I'm going to steal his crack and get the fuck out of here. That's how, you know what I mean? And he's one of my best friends. And I go, he's dead. Then he pops up. I go, oh, fuck. You know, I didn't go, oh, fuck. But I thought he died.
Where is he now?
I think he lives in Nantucket or something. I don't really talk to
him. He runs a toy company. He's got a yacht now. He really turned it around. Nantucket. Crackhead to Nantucket, man. That guy followed the 12 steps pretty well.
The 13th step is Nantucket.
Yeah, right to the fucking Illuminati.
Why? I'm as lucky as you are. I'm no different than you.
I mean, look, I did a lot of drinking was my big thing. You know, I used to drink a lot when I was young, and I I did drugs, but I never got hooked on... I did coke, I did whatever the fuck they put in front of me, but I never got hooked on, like, crack or heroin.
The freebase, not crack. It's same thing.
Yeah, but it's... That high gets you fucking...
It's a whole nother level.
Yeah, that's a whole nother level. I did a lot of pot, I did a lot of pills, I did a lot of perks, and I drank every single day. As much as I
could. Well, we did all that stuff until it led up to it. You probably stopped younger than me.
Yeah. I stopped at 15.
I stopped at 28. You stopped at 15?
15.
Yeah, how long did you even drink for? 3 years?
I started when I was 10.
All right, so you drank for 5 years.
I drank for,
You stopped at, your last drinking drug was 15.
15, almost 16. Yeah.
Wow. See, at 20, so if I started at 15, pot and all that and Quaaludes. And,
yeah.
Then you work your way up and then boom.
Yeah.
Then you find, you know, the real deal.
So when you went to the real deal, you couldn't tell me the first time you're bringing that pipe up to your lips, you're not thinking like, oh, man, I'm fucking up now.
No, because I was already doing coke, so I just thought, it's just, you know, hey, let's try. But
what were you doing for a job when you started doing crack?
Well, I was doing comedy for like 2 years. I mean, it was horrible. Not as horrible as now. What were you going to say? I was doing, you know, I used to, when I first started comedy, I used to book a couple one-nighters. And I would hire, you know, I'd host them. And, you know, I'd make money for booking it.
Yeah.
And then other comics, you know, like in Connecticut or Long Island that booked rooms too, we would trade. You know, they could come host my room and I'd go host their room. So I always made money when I first started comedy. I made money right from the beginning. Then I would go on the road and host, just on the road as a host, just to make, you know, get on stage and make money. So I always made money in the beginning, but I was, you know, smoking. So I guess I was maybe 2 or 3 years in. I said, you know, I'm hanging with comics that get high and... We're just part, you know what I mean? I find a crew that smokes freebase and stuff. And eventually I started hanging out with this one guy who was a heroin addict and I was the crack addict. And I just eventually said, fuck this. And I went to rehab. You know, I already one time tried. I smoked an eighth of coke by myself.
What was your bottom?
I couldn't live that way anymore. It was just all building up. Really? And I knew I was going to die. But I went to rehab. I smoked like an eighth of coke. And I didn't know. So I went to Fair Oaks, like the most expensive rehab in you know, Fair Oaks and Summit. And I go and I'm sitting in a waiting room.
Did it have like a golf course there with a giant fence you couldn't get over?
No, but some. It's not a federal prison.
I thought you couldn't leave rehab.
Huh?
I thought you couldn't
leave.
No,
I didn't get in.
There.
I went there trying to get in.
Did they I sat in some hedge clippers?
I waited in the waiting room. It was a hospital.
How am I ready to smoke crack if you don't get to the fucking end of this shit? Jesus Christ. I don't want to talk about his fucking snoring and his goddamn. We get it. He's a fuck up.
By the time they came to see me, the doctors, I was already.
This is why you're still in this business.
That's why I came down.
Him. He just keeps plowing ahead. The audience is clearly. Yep. This guy's fucking looking at his phone. You lost everybody in this room like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
That's okay. You can be
negative. All I was thinking was I wished he died. Because then he wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have to listen to the rest of this fucking story.
That's
You've
not
told
nice.
These fucking stories.
This is a new one.
Oh, this is a new one?
You can't have a new.
I have a million drugs.
It's a reboot. They're rebooting everything. No, his boss is going telling his fucking, I used to be a crackhead.
No, he brought it up.
Huh?
He brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Who would play you in the movie?
Adam Sandler.
What?
No.
Who would play me in a movie?
That guy from fucking, what was that guy? You fucked up, Holmes. You joined the gang. Look at his shirt. That redheaded dude from Children of the Corn.
Malachi?
Yeah, Malachi. That actor.
Kelly from the Bad News Bears. What's that guy's name?
Doesn't matter.
I just fucking buried it. All right, we have another guest that's coming on. So will you introduce him, Mike?
He was brought up the other week. His name is Alan Fuchs.
Alan, sit down. Do you know everybody, Alan?
Sort of.
All right, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, of course he knows
us.
Like
that was surprising. We're all comedians. He's a comedian. We're gonna learn what that is like. Wait, tell us, Alan, what is your process?
Well, Bill, I'm glad you asked.
Look at Mal.
I want to share my insight with you.
Right on stage.
Let me educate you, Bill.
You're coming in hot. Relax.
Wait, first of all.
I'm totally fucking kidding. I liked it.
First of all, when you said, do you know them? Of course he knows who we are. What kind of?
I did a show with Rich a while back.
Where?
With Artie in Scranton.
Oh, you were on that.
Yeah.
How fucking hard. I hope he's doing well now.
I know.
I heard he's
Poor
in
Artie.
Rehab.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why you're on, a couple weeks ago, because, you know, when I was away with dealing with all that father shit, I had people guest host and
guest host or host?
Guest host.
Guest host.
You said guest house.
Guest host.
I thought they said.
I made a mistake.
I'm praying for this next segment. Praying for this next segment. Get off the fucking ground. Please, Bob.
No, doing my best.
It's his podcast.
I can't listen to any more of his ailments.
It wasn't my ailment. He made the mistake.
Well, I made him a fucking steak. Who gives a shit?
Nobody.
1986, I had an ear infection on the avenues of the American.
Oh, he went from.
I love you, Rich.
He went from major comic to an A listener. Go ahead.
So a couple weeks ago.
Is that your tag for when shit bombs? But I'm boom. Go ahead.
So I guess Tim Dillon and Ricky Velez. The cute look at Ricky Velez. I guess they were trashing you.
Yeah.
Where?
Total hit piece on this show.
On this show, when I wasn't here, they were trashing him.
Good-natured trashing?
No. Like, brutal. Like really nasty. And I had no clue they felt that way.
You look like a giant Orny Adams.
I know.
It's like Orny's head got bigger.
If Orny was part werewolf.
Definitely not a compliment. I look like a vampire magician. I'm not happy about this face.
No.
Yeah.
I fucking love how fast you are. How great are you? You're so good.
Fucking hairy arms.
Jesus
Holy
Christ.
Fuck.
All right, sorry.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
So you got trashed, but now you say...
Pretty hard.
Yeah, but you say... I mean, look, I get trashed. Everybody. We've been trashing Rich for 20 minutes now. I mean, what about
it? You insulted
him a little bit.
But with Rich, it's accurate. That's the difference.
Really, you opened for me.
I know. That means neither of us are doing that great. No, I know. Listen.
Wait, I'm not on here.
I'm
to
totally
defend.
Kidding. I love Rich.
I'm not on here to defend myself because two mediocre middles trashed me. Okay.
I wasn't that mediocre. I did great that day.
No, no, that trashed you. You're here to defend yourself.
Yes, yes. I love
Rich. What did Tim Dillon and Ricky Velez say?
Well, what did they say about you that really? I mean, I don't understand it.
I'll tell you. Yeah. So basically,
Let me just set this up for the people listening. You wanted to come on and defend yourself.
I did.
Defend your honor because you felt like they trashed you and you have no way to come on here and explain that they're fucking wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't a lot of hosts play some of the trashing?
We're gonna.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Yeah, so basically, here's the thing, right?
And then after crack.
Would you let the man tell his story?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Ricky.
Burr, he just comes in hot. It's because you're here. He's excited.
No, I'm not
showing off.
Is there industry in the room?
It's like when
he's doing his Aspen set from 1998.
I had a lot of heat that fucking year.
So didn't Louis.
It worked out great for everybody.
All right, so go ahead. What happened?
So basically, they go on the show. And here's the thing. Like, when Ricky first got to know, he didn't even get to know me. That's the thing that was crazy. He's talking about
what did he say?
He was saying, because I used to run. Mike. All right, I used to run with bringer shows, right? Yeah. So, and whenever you run a bringer show, I didn't know this when I started out.
None of us
huge do either. Stigma. Yeah. Huge stigma. People look, there are a lot of comedy snobs. They look down on you. They just assume you're like exploiting comedians.
Can I stop you 1 second?
Yeah.
Let go of the mic.
It's like it's sagging.
All right, can you help him with the mic?
Calm down. The mic's fucked up. Hold it so you can.
Right there. That's what I'm saying. I would let go, but yeah, it's like keeps like.
Well, just fix it.
Down.
I'll adjust it for you.
The worst thing about a bringer.
It's this thing right here. Yeah.
The worst thing about
you're doing a bringer show.
Yeah. So basically,
this is why Billy does his podcast by himself.
Yeah, exactly. This is fucking.
No, he's keeping it on track. It's good.
Yes.
All right. So basically, when you run a bringer show, I guess I didn't know this. Huge stigma. A lot of comics look down on you because they just assume you know you're exploiting other comics and you're just trying to. It's like a money making scheme.
Yep.
The thing is, with me, I never looked at comedy as a money making scheme. Like Ricky called me like a con man. He said I changed my name back from, because here's what happened. My real last name is Fuchs, and it's spelled F-U-K-S, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, and I was tortured as a kid. I grew up in the South Bronx. I was the only white kid in my whole neighborhood, tortured, bullied. It was a nightmare.
Jesus.
And then my family, when I turned 16, they changed it to Finn. They just threw a bunch of Irish names in a hat, and they picked out Finn. Because
how did Ricky find out your name was really Fuchs? How did that happen?
Ricky just, I think, was just like seeing things. Maybe like someone whispered in his ear when he was stoned. I don't know what happened.
Your mother?
What?
Who whispered?
I don't know.
Who whispered a family secret?
This guy went deep. He went deep trying to figure him out. All right, so he trashes you, and what happens?
Yeah, so basically, so he goes on, and so I changed my family changed my name from Fuchs to Finn because I was being tortured, and also they experienced all this anti-Semitism in the Soviet Union, and they're like, you don't want anyone to know that you're Jewish. So pretend to be Irish, you know? Like, we'll change your name to Finn. We moved to Jersey, and they're like, just pretend to be
Finn. What part of Jersey?
Fairlawn, New Jersey, Bergen County. Okay. So I'm in therapy, right? I'm in therapy, and the therapist says something to me that really, why does that matter?
Because I live in Jersey. I just want to see what part.
So
you should host your own podcast called Off the Rails.
Yeah.
Hey, the story's getting interesting. Rich Voss.
Yeah. What was the zip code? I'm in therapy, and the can I still open for you? So I'm in therapy, and the therapist says to me, I'm Alan Finn now, he's like, and I told him what happened, and he's like, you ever feel like you've let the bullies win? And that gets stuck in my fucking skull, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, you know what? Screw everybody. I'm going to go back to Fuchs.
Right.
I'm going to go back to Alan Fuchs. I'm not going to hide anymore. I'm not pretending like I'm fucking
Irish. Got a feel-good ending. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So Ricky goes on and says, I changed my name because I'm a con man. And like, you know, like I'm running for, I don't know what he's like, I have an uncle, he's a con man, and this is what the con men do. I'm like, how am I changed my fucking last name back to Fuchs, it's my real last name, and I haven't moved, I haven't like, I'm not in hiding, I'm not, you know, I'm still doing stand-up shows, like, how am I a con man?
Well, the president's a con man, so be proud of it,
I'm not a fucking con man.
You're not.
All that shit that he said about me, it's like a dude who barely knows me. I would say like hello and goodbye to him.
Okay, but your roommate,
all the assumptions.
But the other guy talking shit about you was your roommate.
Tim didn't really talk shit about me.
Can you at least validate the fact that that's a good point that he just made? So half of that argument's out the fucking window.
Holding the microphone?
Thank you, Bill.
No. What he said about his name.
I'm right here. I'm not in hiding. I'm doing shows all over the city. I'm going on as Alan Fuchs. Who am I hiding from? What am I hiding from? I have nothing to hide from. So just say he's called me a con man.
I'm not... Yeah. Can we even play what he says? He said you're hiding from.
Hang on, I got what he said.
I'm not hiding from anybody.
Let's just listen to what he said.
You are. Yeah. That's what he said.
Let's just listen to it. Go ahead.
Oh wait, hold on.
Put it at exactly 103. That's where I said it.
Just leave your headphones on.
Oh,
why
he doesn't
do you
want to ruin the hat.
No, he doesn't want to fuck up the hat.
I love Christmas in New York.
And as soon as like January 2nd, I'm like, let me get out of here.
Yeah,
let me go.
I have an 18-foot tree.
Do you
really?
So you're into it.
Fucking tree.
Do you do like the deck?
Why am I listening to this part?
Probably
that's where they told me to put it.
After
I told you put up 103
or so. Thanksgiving. No, we just do it ourselves.
That's where we are.
That's awesome, dude.
What do you do? You have a little tree in Astoria.
I get a little tree. Yeah, I like to put it on my, you know, on my one on my nightstand.
Me and Al. Plus,
you can edit this. You passed it now.
It's as normal as grown men having to live with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like...
You and him living together makes me laugh so hard.
You know him for like a long time.
It's so funny.
I didn't know him until I moved in with him. I never met him, really. I'd never met him. I had no idea. We were kind of operating
just
in different
knew his
circles.
Scams.
I didn't know...
He always has a pyramid scheme, dude.
He's an enterprising guy. Like, I kind of respect it. And it's like, at a certain point, I tell him to go harder. Like, I'm like, fucking go hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no backstepping now. You've already made your bed.
Did you, you know him for a long time, though?
I just knew him around because he was always running his scams.
I pause it.
Like, running a room is a scam?
Well, that's the thing. So, Ricky, let me just tell you something really quick. So, Ricky, good-looking guy.
All
right,
don't trash Ricky because I don't want to have him on
next
week.
I'm not trashing Ricky. No, I'm not trashing Ricky.
Why didn't you have them both come on?
Ricky's supposed to come in. Should I cancel him?
Yes.
All right, we'll invite him back up. We'll get him up. He's downstairs.
I'm not trashing Ricky because Ricky and I went back and forth, and we pretty much resolved it, right?
Okay, all right, then
but Ricky
it.
And I...
Forget it, Mike.
Forget it. That's fine. Okay. Yeah. I'm not trashing Ricky.
Why not?
Because we fucking
because he said they resolved it.
I pretty much resolved it. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna start crying.
Why is your hat on?
Because I'm getting ready to get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna go downstairs and get something to eat. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I don't know.
He's like an old man.
Eddie.
Who purrs like an old man?
I am an old man, and you got 10 years on me.
See, you guys are lucky. Bill
Crosby fucking hat. What are you talking about?
Look at an old crooner.
You kind of look like
a sick logger.
I am an old man. I mean, what other obvious?
I want to go eat.
I don't want to listen to because he's had to clear his throat for half an hour and he won't do it. It's like he's like fucking underwater. It's unpleasant to listen to.
Don't put your coat on. Stay.
No. I got to get out of here.
No, you can't leave.
I can't.
This is a big podcast.
You're lucky, Bill, because you didn't have to deal with any of this bullshit. Like when you started,
we did. We all.
He's not dealing with it right now.
Well, yeah, he's done with it. But
we had to wait till somebody tapped us on the head with the "you can make it now" shit. We didn't have YouTube pages, and people being headliners in their bedroom, and then they got to learn how to fucking perform. There's a whole bunch of different stuff.
When you were starting out,
I fucking defended you the whole time, and now you're coming at me like I fucking,
no.
I'm from some sort of show business trust fund.
No.
I am offended. I've actually buttoned one button on my coat. So, depending on your next comment, the button either comes undone, or I put it on and I fucking walk out.
Did they have bringer shows when you were starting out?
Yes.
They did?
We didn't have bringer shows. They had open mic. We didn't have bringer shows.
They had
open
mic. Do you consider starting out?
Well, a bringer show is when... All right.
I know what a bringer show is.
Yeah, but we didn't have that. We just went and
hung
out
in Boston. You didn't, but they always had bringer shows down here.
No, not at Boston. They didn't start here.
In the 90s, they did.
No.
Not at Boston. And I remember telling people not to do it.
They had Barkers.
Hey, you know what? You're right.
They had Barkers. They didn't have
bringer shows. You guys are absolutely right.
And no. Don't just say you're right.
I'm not going to hang out.
It's like my wife. I feel like I'm arguing with my wife.
I didn't even invite you. You said, can I come? I was like, yeah.
Because I want to come down and have a good fucking time. And I'm just listening to the phlegm in his fucking voice and telling those crackhead stories again and again and again.
He asked.
And again.
He asked.
And again.
But they were a different story.
How tall were you when you first started smoking crack?
Let me tell you something.
Did it stunt your growth?
Let me tell you something. Old man.
What was your street name? name? What was your street name?
Snake. No, he brought it up.
Go
I didn't
get
bring
the little puta and tell him to go get the crack pipe.
Stop throwing me
little puta.
You said I should be dead. You brought it up.
I said you should be dead. Yeah, okay. I did.
You look pretty good for someone who got over crack.
Yeah, I don't care about the crack. I'm plus, when you talk about it, Billy, you don't realize it. I might be saving a life out there.
That's all. Shut up, you fucking addicts. You're so fucking self-involved.
Yes,
what
we
I'm
are.
Doing is so amazing.
Yes, I'm carrying a message.
You probably caused more people to smoke crack with that fucking awful story.
It's fucking hot in here.
It's hot because you're getting a smashing from Burr.
But it's funny. Okay, so finish your story, Bringer.
Listen, I don't...
So, okay, yeah. So, so basically, he's like shitting on me for... And I basically, like, I would be out there... If I had shows, right?
You're hustling.
And I'd be hustling,
you're hustling
for stage time. Yeah. It was just to become a better comic. I wasn't exploiting anyone, ever lied to somebody. Like, yeah,
so
you know, you do
guy.
This show... That's how I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then there you go.
And yeah,
you
I'm not a
talk
con
to your
man.
Mother?
I still talk to my mother.
What's
I'm
her
not
last
a piece
name?
Of shit.
There's
I just
a lot of people in the business. Yeah. There's a lot of different approaches, but I try to fucking make it. Some people run. If people don't run rooms, then guys like me would never have a place to go because I never did that. There was the guys that ran rooms, and then there's the guys who didn't run rooms. So God bless the guys who ran
back
rooms.
I remember the back when I first moved here, I had to wait 2 weeks. At the Boston all night long from 8 till 2:33 in the morning to get on stage, and I never did. And then one night, Masavia, remember Masavia?
Yeah,
someone didn't show up, and he was like, you want to go up? And I was like, fuck yeah. And I went up, and he was like, all right, cool. And then he gave me another spot, and then more spots after that. I just kept doing good. They didn't have Bringer. I mean, the fact that if they had Bringer shows.
That started in the late 90s, though. Can you at least give me that?
It started in the late 90s after we already got into clubs. Yeah. But if I imagine
right,
well, having
that's
to bring,
not, I mean,
imagine
having to bring 30 five, years, the first 5 years they started.
Imagine listen, having to bring five people to a show
no,
to get
I could,
on.
Well, when you guys never ran a room?
No, when I started in Jersey, I used to book rooms and hire major comics from New York only to host.
You told the story.
I did.
Did I tell it already?
You already told this story.
I thought I was on a different podcast earlier. I did a podcast earlier.
You already told this fucking story.
I love that Burr whispered to me on a microphone.
How did I tell it before? Why did I tell it?
When you were fucking and you fucking were doing
the crack
and then you fucking ran the room and then fucking.
I
made money. I made money right out of the gate. You don't remember saying that? It was fucking 20 minutes ago.
I thought it was on the other podcast I did, though. I do podcasts all day long.
I like you so much better on the phone. We get along great on the phone.
No,
we have a phone relationship.
But I still like you now.
Don't dislike you.
Listen, you're one of
maybe
my.
Maybe if you undid that top button, you could clear your fucking throat.
Maybe if you took off one layer of clothing, I'd be more comfortable. Okay, go ahead.
But let me just say something. Like
I can almost hear his I can
fucking yeah.
I can almost hear his friend falling out of the car. The amount of silence after that last fucking joke.
I did tell that story.
Didn't you say you guys already worked it out? So here, you're gonna start it up again.
I know, but it was just
why did you
just
listen,
the disdain and everything?
Why do you
like from Brendan? Like you know
what's your name? Wait, what's your name again?
Alan Fuchs.
Alan, listen.
Yeah.
Why the
I
fuck?
Go, I like Finn.
Why the fuck,
go back.
Alan? Why the fuck did you feel like you had to come on? I mean, who gives a shit?
Because he's calling me a con man,
yeah,
a piece of shit. He's saying I run pyramid schemes.
People who listen to the show,
not, you know,
what do you think they're gonna do?
Bobby, you know, remember back in the day, you come back to the apartment flipping out because somebody got a deal or something? Dude, this fucking guy got a fucking deal. You're throwing pillows all over the apartment. Fucking killing every fucking night.
I still do that.
Yeah. So what? Why can't he do it?
Yeah.
And they're acting
they
like the wise
like
man on the fucking hill over here.
Yeah. Dude, I'm down at the Boston, dude. And fucking Joe Blow goes on fucking stage. He's on my fucking bit. He got a deal, dude. How come I can't get into the Toronto Comedy Festival?
We all used to do that. We all had comics that bugged the shit out of us.
But that's the thing now. people are so non-confrontational now. So they'll shit on you on a podcast. They'll tell you face to face. Like, you know, both those guys were like super smiley with me and like friendly. Brendan Sagalow, like coming on, acting like, you know, like he's like the superiority complex that is so unearned. is insane. Insane. Like,
dude,
right
now you're back into the fight.
I'm sorry.
But you're back into the fight. So, it was
just
over.
Him saying, like, what's it like living with Alan Fox? He's like, go fuck yourself.
No, but he, no.
You know what I mean? To say it like
he
that.
He was making fun of the living situation of two dudes, mainly Tim Dillon. So it wasn't so much. You're taking it the wrong way because of the situation.
I don't think I am. He was talking to me like I'm some kind of monster, some kind of like creature. Like, what's it like living with that piece of shit?
So you guys are wrong.
That weird, you know.
I agree with him.
Look at his little finger.
I agree with him. Came out.
He started wagging that little thing. You look like you were in shop class.
He might have fucking cleared it up with him.
Why would you put rings on and draw attention to your little fucking finger? You need a fucking necklace.
They're big rings, too.
He might have cleared it up.
Are those all diamonds?
Yes, I'm a fucking headliner. So listen to me. Why can't he come on and give his side of the story to the listeners? The listeners don't know that he cleared it up.
Yeah. Okay, fine. That's why he's on. Yeah. But I'm just saying what they said is kind of... I understand it. I get it. But I think
people are writing comments like, who's the dodgy roommate? Who's, you know, like, who's the... I would go with that.
I would brand that. I'm the dodgy roommate.
The dodgy roommate?
Yeah. I would just blow it off, and in 3 weeks, they'll be fucking mad at something else.
Yeah.
Continue doing what you're doing. Go by your real name and fucking keep hustling. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you're hustling, kid.
That's it. I am. All I want to do is just be a better and better stand-up comic. You know, and keep going up. That's it. That's all I want to do. I don't want to, like, fucking... You know, be a part of any of this. Like,
well, we don't
want
to crush your dreams.
No, I know. This is it. It's not going up.
Yeah. It's all downhill from here, buddy.
You should change your name again.
Downhill slalom. Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, dude, I've known you for a little bit here and there. I've always thought you were a nice guy. So that's why I wanted to have you on.
Thank you, Bobby.
To I guess, clear your name. But I don't think you did anything wrong. You're in the game. You're hustling. It's a new game. Maybe Ricky and Tim never went through that shit. Did they ever do bringers?
Ricky, from what I heard, like his where he got representation, he was on a bringer show. But those guys, like it's like a lot of comedy I've noticed, like where you land. You know what I mean? So when I started out, I took a comedy class.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, my first show, I had to bring people. So I didn't know anything about it, about like, this is how you should do comedy. This is like the way you go about it, mm-hmm. where you earn every comic's respect. I had no clue. I was like, let me run my own show. And this way I have more control. I give myself more stage time in front of a real audience, you know, instead of like open mics where comics are just like looking at their cell phones and they don't give a shit. They're just tuning you out.
Smart move.
Mm, yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
There you go.
I mean, it's not illegal. It's not illegal. It's okay to run a room and give yourself some stage time if you ran it.
I'm
going to go downstairs
Jersey.
And get a fucking floor. When are you down this? You're taping the Comedy Central thing?
Yeah. We got around 21 minutes. We're done. We'll meet you down there.
21 minutes?
So what are you talking about? You just said you haven't. You're saying, why is he leaving? You're going to leave?
No, I would never leave.
All right, then shut up.
No, I thought the other kid's going to come in and then they're going to start yelling at each other.
I don't want to be here for that. No, they're not doing that. I canceled that. Because you're done.
I don't want to see that.
You're done.
I just wanted.
It's not something I want to see.
No, they canceled.
No, I don't blame you.
It took all I had in me not to.
I don't want to see it either.
I don't want to see it.
It's canceled.
I can't even. I lack the words in the English language to say how much his hat is clashing with this shirt, and I know it doesn't.
Unless you want...
Are you crazy? Do you know anything about clothing?
It's just too much going on, and then the salt and pepper in your fucking beard. It's just too much.
Beard. I like the beard. Yours is going to come in.
How long is it because I'm aging like everybody. No, really. I'm just saying that just doesn't... There's too much going on. Sure.
You're wearing purple, blue, green.
He just did a TV show.
There's no green, you fucking crackhead.
He did a TV show tonight.
I'm looking... What TV? What'd you do?
Seth Meyers.
Oh, cool.
The jealousy in that.
Well, I'm not jealous.
Oh, cool.
Let me get you in touch with the booker.
No.
Who books that?
Oh, what am I going to do?
You can wear that hat.
What am I going to do? I'm at fucking McGuire's.
McGuire's is a great club.
I know.
Why
would
you say that?
Because why don't you get a publicist instead of blowing all your money on little rings?
That should be the name of your next CD.
Little Rings.
You're a turncoat.
Why am I a turncoat? I've never, dude, fuck you. I've been a turncoat.
You've also had a hair hanging out of your fucking nose.
What do you want to do?
You're going to say, I've been a turncoat forever.
We're all turncoats. That's what you do. That's what we do. That's what our friendship is.
I know.
You turn.
Right. Doesn't have to be this way.
Right now, it's on you. It was on me five minutes ago.
Sons of ONA, and we thought this is, you don't have to do it this way.
I know.
We saw that abusive relationship.
Well, let's not do that then. Let's just have a nice conversation.
Be nice to each other.
Let's try this.
Let's try being nice for the
first
rest of
the time
podcast.
In almost 30 years.
30 years, we're just going to have a nice conversation.
I was happy to see Billy. I haven't seen him in a year. I was really, truly happy to see him.
Right now, we're going to start, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Not as happy as I'd be to see him falling down the stairs, but I was happy to see him.
What the fuck?
I can't do it.
Rich, I love you. Rich, I love Rich so much. I would almost wish I fell down the stairs just to hear how hard you would laugh. That's how much I love Rich. There we go.
Were you there when at my secret birthday party? Remember that? Were you guys
there?
We're
Matt Frost.
No, you were in L.A.
Yeah.
So my Dawn puts together this party for me in my 40th. She puts together this massive party. It's going to be at the Village Underground. She's got burlesque dancers. She's got blackjack tables and poker tables. She's going to do a mini roast with everybody.
Great idea.
Right? Geraldo dies the weekend of.
Ugh.
Got to cancel it. Can't do it. You can't do an event like that.
Yeah, we tried to tell him to hold it off, but sorry.
And so Dawn is really fucking bummed out about it. I find this out after, but she calls up everybody and she goes, look, I'm still going to do a party, a little tiny party at a restaurant in the East Village. We'd like you all to come. Just a little small party, nothing too disrespectful.
Nice restaurant.
Right. So number one, it's a surprise party. Patrice calls me up. He's like, yo, Bobby, what's up? I'm like, what's up? He's like, you alone? I'm like, yeah, what's up? He goes, I got to tell you something. I'm like, what? He goes, yo, man, I don't like surprises, so I just don't know if you like them either, but I'm just going to tell you, man, your girl's planning a surprise birthday party for you, and I just wanted you to know, because, you know, I don't like, and I was like, what?
God, I miss that guy.
He goes, yeah, I just know the surprise that shit bullshit to me. I go, I love surprises. I go, that's one of my favorite things in the world. I've always wanted one my whole fucking life. 40 years on the fucking planet, I've wanted a surprise birthday party. Why the fuck would you do that to me? He's like, oh, shit. I just didn't think you'd like them too. Like, I was like, no, you fuck. I love Paul. I would love to fucking. He's like, Bobby, I'm sorry. You got to act like you're surprised. So I'm like, what? He's like, yo, man, you gotta fake it. You're a good actor, Bobby. You gotta listen, man. You gotta walk in. You can't do that. You gotta just when you walk in, like you don't pretend I didn't even call you. So I know this fucking part. So the whole fucking people going out. So don't. I'm gonna take you to. You know, we're gonna go to dinner for you, bro. Okay, cool. I'm going down. I know where it is. He told me. I go down. I'm walking down the stairs. Surprise! And I look at Patrice, and he's like. And I'm like, oh my god!
You did it?
I had to. I told Dawn later, but I was fucking.
You should when they went surprise. You looked at Priest and go, fuck you! Surprise!
Dawn worked way too hard.
I know you had to do
she,
it for your
she
wife.
She worked way too hard on this. I had to fucking put it. I told her later, like a year later. I was like, but so we're all at this fucking
what
party.
What did she say?
She was fucking bullshit. She was fucking mad.
I would be.
I would have waited 10 years.
Yeah. It was fucking bad. This cocksucker. Why would you ever do that? So then we're all downstairs, remember? And there's a fucking stairway. This old East Village pre-war building, little wooden stairway that goes down to this beautiful restaurant part in the basement, a private room with just the black curtain in front of it.
Right.
So we're all downstairs. You hear somebody fall down.
You hear thump, 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 thump.
But there's a curtain, so nobody knows who this is. So everybody's just waiting. We're all looking at the curtain like, who the fuck is coming through?
Dude, I would have ran back up the stairs.
Matt Frost just opens the
and had a beer in his hand and nothing spilled.
But, oh, that's that one where you slide with your feet. Yeah. You just hold it up like that.
He went fucking...
And dude, and it sounded like a drum beat.
You know, driving home.
One time I was at Caroline's, you know, hanging at the bar, and it was like wintertime, one of these fucking really cool, and everybody's got the big jackets on, and I was fucking sitting there, and I just heard, like, it sounded like a herd of elephants. And I turn around, and there was this guy... Like faster than terminal velocity, rolling down like a fucking log.
Those are big stairs. Those are
like they're long as shit, just going down. I was like, "What the fuck?" That was like a fucking earthquake. And he hits that landing before you make the right, and he pops up, and it's Jimmy Martinez. And he just looks at me, and he goes, "Fuck you, man! You didn't see that. You didn't see that, dude. I was fucking crying." You know, Big Jimmy came over. He's like, "Fuck you, man! You didn't see that." And he was laughing too, dude. One of the loudest noises I've ever fucking heard. People, size 19 Timberlands flying down.
People falling downstairs. It's such a tremendous fucking noise.
But when Matt did and Bonnie goes, that made me the happiest person in my life. He's always Matt Ross.
He tried to play it off, didn't he?
He got up smooth and just took a sip of his beer.
Just sat down. You know he was hurting. You know,
those were wooden stairs. Those weren't the kind of stairs you fall down.
Oh my God. Gosh. Oh, shit.
That's fake. That's fake. That's
yeah.
Wow. Come on, let's get some more. I want to see. Let's let people listen to us watching people fall down the stairs.
I don't think there's anything better than this. Ah, man.
Well, okay.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, not an old lady.
Faceplant. She got her arm in the way. Right arm comes up at the last second. All right.
I did it in Minneapolis. When I was playing Acme like a month ago, I was in the, you know, those skywalks that connect
Can
all the
you
buildings.
Please do that again?
The skywalks. And I'm in the skywalk, and it goes through the malls and the office buildings. And you know, in the malls, they have the ramp, and then they have the stairs.
The what?
The ramp. And then the stairs, right? And I always want to take the ramp, but I never do because I feel bad that I should be taking the stairs because I, you know, whatever. So I take the stairs, and the last two stairs, my brain was like, run. I just started running.
You wanted it to be over.
I told him. I was at
I missed the last two stairs, and I went fucking horizontal in the air.
Oh, no.
And I twisted and fucking pushed. So I just went up and horizontal, and then I landed on my side, on my armpit, and just squeaked for like fucking 4 seconds. Nobody fucking helped me.
I told him I was at the airport, and you know, the push carts. Mm-hmm. I had all my luggage on it, so I go, fuck it, I'll take it on the escalator. You know, you pull the wheel down, up, and at the bottom, it didn't keep going, so the thing stopped. And I'm laying at the bottom, all my luggage fell on me and the cart, my golf clubs and everything. And people are just going down looking at me as the cart and all my luggage is laying on me. And it really fucking hurt.
Nobody helped.
No, they kept walking.
People don't fucking help.
They don't help you.
I would have helped.
I fucking, nobody helped me either. One guy just walked by me and went, "You're right, pal." And he just kept
fucking
walking.
Some guy said to me, okay, well, a fucking cart and all my luggage fell on me. As good as I can be at this point. I was a little embarrassed.
I ended up in a wheelchair because I fell down some stairs. I was working in sales, and I came out.
Wait, aren't we done with him?
Yeah.
All right, fuck you.
No, go ahead.
Fuck you, Rich. Go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, I don't know. It's relevant. I fell down some stairs. We're talking about stairs.
I was in sales. He was a con man.
All right, I can take a ball back. Everyone's right. Yeah, no, I ended up in a fucking wheelchair. I shattered my L5-S1 disc, and I had to have spinal surgery.
It
was a fucking nightmare, yeah. And I remember like when I went for my consultation, my girlfriend and the surgeon were flirting with each other. And then when he left the room, she's like, "Isn't he hot?" and she wanted a threesome with the surgeon.
How many people did you have to bring to the hospital with you to get in?
It's the kind of chick that damaged comic picks wanna. In their 20s. We all dated that chick.
Yeah, but and she, that's my fantasy now with my wife.
What, to have a threesome?
Yeah, but not with another guy.
Guy, girl, who cares?
And she took
you
care.
You want a fantasy with another guy with your wife?
I'm joking. God. Yeah. Maybe a Norton type of guy.
You mean a, okay, I get you. I understand what you're saying now.
But yeah, so she...
what she is, said that to you? Can we have a threesome?
She would do this weird thing, because I was pushing for a threesome for a long time. Ugh. And she
She fell on the wrong side of the fence. You meant another woman, right? What's the point?
I want another woman. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So anyway, so like I was always asking for a three, and like we'd talk about it. Like you're like, you know, like who would be your ideal person? I'd tell her like a celebrity, and she's, I'm like, who would be yours? And she worked in a hospital. She's like, well, there's this doctor I work with. And she like meant it. She really wanted to have a threesome. Like she would go around telling people, she'd be like, I'm not attracted to black guys normally.
Who'd you say? But fucking Angela Bassett?
No. No, like Megan Fox, whatever.
Megan Fox.
You know,
she got fucked up thumbs like Voss. Did you know that?
I like that, though.
She's got fucked up thumbs. You ever see Megan Fox's thumbs?
Who gives a shit about her thumbs?
How the fuck do you know about somebody's thumbs?
I have a freaky thing about people. I know, like, stars, I know their defects. Like, Denzel has a fucked up pinky. Look at her thumbs. Show her thumbs. Look at, show that little thumb. Oof. She's got little midget
Look
thumbs.
How fucking hot she is.
What's wrong with her thumb?
She's got, they're called little fucking toe thumbs. Look at it.
It does look like a toe.
Show another picture of it. Get a good picture of it.
No, I can see it.
Look at that thumb. I mean, she's an 11.
Look at that face.
Yeah, I know. The face does. I mean, but that thumb. If you saw that thumb.
Whoa.
Well, if she, like said, you could, if she said you could have sex with me, but you
I put that thumb in my asshole. I put both her thumbs in my asshole.
That looks like it's been an asshole.
Ah, that fucking thumb.
It looks
is
like
gross.
That's some shit on it.
Denzel's pinky's fucked up too. You ever see Denzel's pinky?
I never looked at Denzel's pinky.
Denzel's pinky is fucking twisted. In all the movies, when he does his thing, it's like it
he
takes a.
He played sports and he got it fucked up or something.
Pink? E. There you go. There it is. Oh, there it is, right there. Yeah, there you go. Look at that fucking thing.
Whoa!
No.
Look at that. That's his pinky. You never noticed
that's
it.
That's playing sports.
I don't know what it is, man. Show the other. Yeah, show
the
other
got
one.
It fixed.
That's a. I mean, you should get that fixed.
How do you get it fixed?
That's like
maybe
offensive
you can't
lineman
get it fixed.
Shit.
You got to break it. You got to break
re-break it.
You got to re-break it. Put it in a thing and let it heal.
But maybe it grew that way and he can't fix
but
it.
But that's recent, Denzel. No, they did fix it though. Look at the picture next to him. He wound up fixing it.
Who's that chick who just hosted SNL?
I don't know.
She just hosted.
Billy knows. Billy just.
She. She's got so much arm hair. Like her, like it's like almost not like mine quite, but like
you did SNL.
No, I don't know. Why would I know who?
No, we were just talking about it. Didn't you just watch it? You were just talking.
No,
about
I
SNL.
Said I did Seth, and I got to walk across where they tape SNL. I'd never been there before, and I was stunned at how small like the place was for such. You know, it's so huge in your head, and you get there like this little fucking place. Belushi and all these guys were. This is amazing.
Yeah, you think it's like a 300 seat room.
I don't even think it holds 80 people. It's like three rows of chairs all the way, bleachers.
Yeah, but you did the Apollo, too. You know how? Look how small that room is compared. You see it on TV, you think it's this gigantic theater, and it's so
it's
small.
It's tiny, yeah. I saw you, too, in there.
You did the Apollo?
It's great.
Yeah.
Like the Apollo show back in the day?
The
like
Apollo, yeah. You could get booed, yeah.
Oh, didn't, who got booed?
Keith.
Everybody.
And did you get booed? No, you didn't get booed.
No, I'm just saying. But if
Patrice bombed, too, right?
Yeah.
He bombed?
Yeah.
What was the show you guys did where you where Patrice turned his back to the camera?
Oh, God, that was great. Yeah, I said he went Miles Davis. He turned his back to the crowd.
What was that?
What was that fucking show called? That was the show it was on after Jay
Leno's
Friday
Tonight. Something?
Yeah,
Friday I know.
Videos. They used to throw a drop clock over Leno's desk and then just brought up Friday Night Videos, and they would try to convince people that had already gone to
Late
the Tonight
Friday.
Show. Yeah, to Tonight Show taping to stick around. It was sort of the West Coast. Remember that Carson Daly show where they would just pull people in folding chairs?
Oh,
everybody did.
Wait, is that the show that the guy Bart used to book, I think? Late Friday or whatever. And it was like a real hip. It was horrible. It was
I don't
a paid
know what
audience.
It was.
Friday Night Videos.
But it was just a bad crowd. We all bombed.
Yeah. But he actually just turned his back to the audience. That's it right there. Yeah.
But I don't know. That might have been just a classic stand-up show. I don't know if that was it. I would IMDb it and to see when it was on.
Patrice O'Neill, Friday Night Videos. But he turned his back to the camera so they wouldn't air it, correct?
Well, he went out there and they said, don't don't curse or anything like that. And he knew he just didn't want to, so he just walked out. I remember he just opened up and went, oh, shit. That's how he started. I was like, this motherfucker. After he saw me tank, he was just like, I'm going to fucking just. Yeah, because when he did the Apollo, he fucking just cursed his brains out and they never aired it.
On the Apollo.
Oh, he's like, fucking good, fucking night, fucking, yeah, he told me he did that, yeah.
But who was it? Keith took a hot one on the Apollo, and yeah. They aired that shit, right?
I think so. Well, his first
Why are you
one...
bringing this shit up so people can go back and just look at it? Why would you do that to this
Ah, people? Dude, what are you going to do? We all bomb.
Everybody bombs.
I bombed twice on Carson Daly, and I did this weird thing with the, you know, because we have the cord mics everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that this was my thing. When I get nervous, I would take the mic and kind of do this. But it was a cordless mic. So I would take my hand and kind of I would just wiggle it. So when I started bombing, I just started going like this. So I came off and Matt Frost was there. He goes, "Dude, what the fuck was this?" I go, "What?" He goes, "You kept going like this." I was like, "I did." So we watched. If you see me, I'm going. I keep doing this every once in a while. So the second time I did it, he's like, he came again. He's like, "Dude, don't fucking do this. Fucking 5 seconds. I'm doing this."
Well,
Do you remember that time? I remember you fucking did some MTV show. You had to do stand up on like the Jersey Beach, literally.
Jim Brewer's.
Oh,
beach. Jim.
Dude, you never saw somebody so excited for their first TV credit. And I had this little kitchen TV. And you called your whole family to watch it. And he was standing there like all wide-eyed looking at it, dude. And like, I don't know who tried to catch, because he killed on it. But you couldn't hear the audience. So now you look even worse because he's out there like, hey, all fucking excited. And you couldn't fucking hear anything. And I just remember, dude, I watched his fucking face fall. He was so sad I couldn't make fun of him. I was just like, yeah, dude, the production on it wasn't... You could tell you were doing good. He's just like, dude, was that bad? Like, dude, middle of the day, sun is out, and he's fucking having an emotional meltdown. Dude. And he's trying to open up to me, the most closed-off psycho ever. Just like, dude, was that bad, dude? I'm like, no. It's like, remember that shit? It's fine. Everybody kind of the same way.
I did,
but no, listen, wait a second. The reason why that fucking, they ship you out in a van from the Port Authority all the way to the Jersey Shore.
In the hot summer.
At like fucking 4:30 in the morning. You get out there, the crowd's on, literally sitting out on the sand in front of this house on the beach.
Drunk too.
They're hosing them down with water because, you know, it's like 2 in the afternoon. They sat there through the peak of sun, and they're just sitting there, just these kids burning in the sun. No sunblock. Just there's a guy hosing them down with a squirt gun to keep them alive. And you come out on a deck, and Brewer's like, "This next guy, he's fucking great, fucking Bobby Kelly." And you walk out.
Yeah, wearing I'm in New York City clothes on this fucking beach. Every comic looks stupid. You should have been wearing like a Hawaiian shirt or something. He had all his fucking jet black shit on.
I had sunglasses.
Dude, you ever be taking the fucking subway, dude?
Fucking screaming. These guys are just fucking.
I had sunglasses on.
Dude, he was talking to his mom. It's coming on. It's coming on. Like he had everybody. His first TV credit. He didn't know enough. I didn't fucking tell anybody when I was on TV for the first fucking 15 years of my career. I wouldn't tell anybody. Because I had no idea I was going to go. He told everybody.
It aired at 2 in the afternoon. We shot it at 11 a.m.
It was so hot. I remember I had all black on.
In the hot summer sun.
Dude, I had all black on.
That chain with the bike lock.
Dude, I had a chain with rings from chicks I used to bang. Oh, and when I stopped banging them, I would say, "Let me have a ring." And they would always, you know, they'd give me a ring. So I had like 5 rings on my thing. I stopped wearing that one at the Boston because I was doing something. I think I was bombing, but I had so much energy back then. I would just step on the gas and fucking, and the ring chipped. Ring, I'm bombing, and I remember the rings came up and hit my tooth, and I just went king, and the girl went ow, and I had a little chip on my tooth.
I just remember bombing at the Boston. Yeah. If you had shoes on, you could hear yourself walking on the wood.
I was at
the fucking worst to bomb at.
I met this girl, and we started dating, right? But she went out. with a major guitar, Lenny Kravitz. She dated Lenny Kravitz.
Wow.
And I met her when we went to
a lot of girls that date you had opportunities to date better people and they turned it down.
Maybe he was just bad.
Bonnie was supposed to fucking date the guy from.
She was dating him.
I mean, that's a. You know what her life would be if she stayed?
Yeah, it's a big deal. These guys, he opened for me. So, anyhow, he's a big star, big deal, but he can't make it. Bonnie dated Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion. Nathan fucking Fillion.
Worth probably $30 million.
He's on everything.
So did she date Anthony Bourdain too?
No, she's funny.
Look at his list of shit. To go back to that. Go back.
A big deal.
He's a good looking dude.
Castle. Yeah. He was on Castle, which was on. Castle was on for fucking 8 seasons.
Yeah, who's closing the deal though?
Yeah, but what does he shoot in a round of golf? Huh?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, can he break 80? Can he break 80?
No. Yeah. No. So I'm dating this girl. So she brings her friends to see me at Boston.
Can he fit in her pajamas too?
No. So he listen.
You save money. I'll wear the tops tonight. You wear the bottoms. Keep each other warm.
So this girl brings her friends.
You fit your wife's clothes.
He brings.
You share jeans.
This girl dated. Then she comes to see me at Boston.
He doesn't
with her
give
friends.
Up.
Listen.
I remember when you guys used to wear
$18 million
true jeans.
True.
Oh yeah. That giant stitching and that fucking horseshoe on your back of your ass.
I got fucking 10 pairs at home. I don't know what to do with.
Well, that's what. Now I got a kid. When you go to like take him to the park and stuff, you can tell when somebody first became a dad because they have their last pair of cool jeans on. So anybody with a 10-year-old kid has like True Religion jeans on. Yeah. Anybody before that has the Diesel. Yeah. And the super old dads have like the fucking Gap jeans and shit like that.
You could also too, when I used to take my kid to the park when I was divorced from my first wife, then you would look at the other guys that didn't have rings on their hand so you wouldn't feel so empty and alone. You're going, well, look, another father who has his kids on the weekend, right?
Because
it was just so horrible. You'd sit in the park and sometimes you'd see families, but you loved when you saw another guy without a ring on his left hand. You're going, ah. Good. I'm not the only loser out here today.
Oh, Jesus, dude. That's dark, man.
It was hard.
That's darker than you're fucking taking your friend's money who just died.
So, Boston, this girl came down with three of her friends.
Dude, you should do a bit on that. You just throw some jokes in there. That's fucking great. So, you really painted a picture there. I'm giving you a compliment. I saw that. Saw the fucking whole thing.
Very sad.
I want to commend you for not killing yourself. That's how fucking dark that was.
I don't know what I think about that every once in a while. Like
what, killing yourself?
No. I don't think about killing myself.
Bobby's been great.
I'm gonna fucking trash you next week. You fucking phony.
Hey, we better go downstairs.
Shut up. We got fucking a half hour, 45 minutes. Relax.
You told me 20 minutes, too. Like fucking half hour.
You told me you tell 9 stories. I'm gonna tell a fucking story.
I didn't get to finish one of them. I had a great Boston Comedy Club.
Good.
This was a good one. Relax, old man.
I'll let you finish it.
Would you clear your throat?
I can't help it. You get me excited.
Your mouth is too wet.
I know, I have a lot of wetness tonight.
I think about that once in a while. I don't know if you think about it, but I think like if my look, I'm very happy. Me and my wife are real happy. It's the greatest. I've never been this happy in my life right now, which scares the shit out of me. Once in a while, I get so scared, like, and I'll think like, what if she leaves me? Like, what would I do if I had to go visit Max in some other dude's house? Like, oh, what if I had to leave this house and some dude was living here?
They don't jump into that quick. You know, that's very seldom.
You ease into the misery.
Yeah. Like, when my ex-wife and I got divorced, I had my kids in the day and she had them at night. We both raised our...
I don't know if I could do that.
But we were good friends, too, after we got divorced. So there's a difference. Some people are the worst enemy. Some are good. Like, I could see if Bonnie and I got divorced, it would be ugly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're both comics and both fucking verbal and mean.
We'd have to pick sides.
I would go on. I'd take her side. I'd even take her side for me. I'd go on her side because I know I'm fucking wrong. I yelled at her once and I yelled at her. I said, get out, move. I go, here's $25,000, leave. And she said, that's not enough. And then I realized, never make your final offer first. I should have started with 10. But, you know, it's
you
scary.
You could just give her $25,000, right, like that?
Yeah,
why not? You have $25,000 at the house? Really?
What's the big deal?
Look at the rings, man.
So I bring this girl to Boston Comedy Club. And she brings three of her friends.
Fucking back.
And I fucking bombed. Yeah. I was hosting, and I bombed right out of the gate. Yeah. And I bombed every time I went up that night in front of her and her friends.
Yeah.
And when they walked out, they couldn't even look me in the face, her friends. That's how bad. Boston Comedy Club, bombing there was brutal. Like
you
said,
were
you
able to salvage the date?
No, yeah, it was done. It was done.
That happened to me.
What?
I met a chick one time at what the fuck, some festival. And she was like, she came up to me, she was into me, and then I went up on stage and bombed, and I could not find her after the show.
Do you remember, you know who just texted me today?
Ooh.
Aldo Benny texted me today. Literally, just was like, look, I whatever, I've been kind of shitty. I miss you. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. I haven't, you know, I'm sorry I haven't talked to you. Whatever. But I just literally started smiling because I remember the time we took an Amtrak home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
Which was the busiest night. I mean, it's, to take an Amtrak on Thanksgiving is ridiculous. There's no seats. And me and Burr and Aldo Benny, we wound up sitting in the food cart all night. It was like an all night fucking train ride. And
it was just during the day.
No, it was at night because we pulled up in the morning.
Oh, is that what it was?
Then it was an overnight train.
Bob, it's only a 3-hour ride. There's no way it would take the whole night.
No, it takes. No, that's with an Acela. They didn't even have an Acela. It's like a 5-hour ride back then because they stopped at every single stop to Boston.
Every.
Yeah, it was a 5-hour train ride.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it was all night. It was fucking terrible.
Okay.
And we were sitting there telling us, we were having such a great time in the food. There was one dude on his little fucking computer.
Mike Birbiglia?
No.
Long story short, we were talking and we would curse.
Yeah.
Like, remember that fucking guy? And there was this fucking lady, Nurse Ratchet, the conductor lady, was going like, hey, watch your mouth. And we'd be like, oh, sorry. And we just were such dirtbags. We weren't doing it on purpose. And she thought we were. And the more we cursed, the madder she got. And she was like all fucking high and mighty with her authority. I just remember at some point she came walking over and she kicked me in the leg, going, get off the fucking train or something like that. And I was just like, did you just kick me or whatever? They kicked us off the fucking train. No, the cops showed up.
She
was crazy.
She goes like this. She goes like this. She goes, she kicks Burr. Burr's like, what the hell? And she's like, you swear one more time you're off this train. And she leaves. She's like 2 seconds away. And Del Benny goes, what the fuck? That's it!
Yeah.
You're off!
You're off.
She fucking calls. I want him off! She had the cop. We get off at the next stop. Cops waiting. With me and it's the middle of fucking like 6:30 in the morning.
No, they kicked me off at my stop. Yeah. That was the funny thing. I was all good.
They kicked him off at fucking Newton.
You remember when the cops showed up?
Yeah.
The cops showed up and she's sitting there going, hey, fucking, hey, screaming like a lunatic. And he looks over at us and I was just like, dude, this chick is crazy. And then the cop just looks at us. When she left, he just goes, look, can you guys just get off here? And I don't want to deal with all this paperwork and all this stuff. So we all just got off. And what did we end up doing? Mother give you guys
no,
a ride?
No, we
in?
Had to take the regular train. We had to wait for the fucking MTA.
Yeah.
And you were like, happy Thanksgiving. See you later. Your mom was like right there picking you up.
It was the funniest thing because we weren't trying to curse and we just kept accidentally doing it. And then she would get madder and then we were like crying, laughing, going like, I wasn't even trying. And then we go again. Remember that guy? Who was that fucking asshole? It's just how we talk.
It was so funny. She kicks him. She like, one more time.
What I should have yelled, fuck you. I think I asked for a manager on the train.
We were going to sue.
She kicked me.
Me and Del Benny went into the office and filed the claim. But then there was all this paperwork. So we were like, all right, where do we go to get to Boston? We're just like, get the fuck out of here. I called when I came back to New York. I called the Amtrak office to file, to see if I could get some money.
And what happened?
Nothing. It was just too much work. I can't. I wasn't going to do it.
No, but I could have, you know, I could have.
Oh, you could have sued.
Nah, if
seconds.
I was a woman and it was the other way around, I could have done something.
Oh, my God.
If I was as a guy. But not back then, I don't think.
You could hit women.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up. I'm fucking hungry, too. This is going to be a quick. Me and Voss have to go do a tea. What is it called again?
15 Minutes at the Cellar, starring Comedy Central and Viacom.
No, what is it called?
What happened this week? No. On Comedy Central.
What's it called?
This week at the Comedy
Straight
Central.
From the newspapers to your ears, Bobby Kelly.
Diversity on... what is it?
It's called This Week
Gender
at the
Neutral Comedy. Yes. Trans.
It's called No One Will Be Offended.
Yeah. If you're white and 40-something,
watch
home.
What you say. Watch what you say, comedy.
Did you hear about Nimesh?
Yeah, Nimesh Patel. Did you hear about Nimesh Patel?
What?
Holy
shit. He was working.
It was insane.
Right, anything a woman comic says is changing the game, comedy show.
What happened?
They cut his mic off at a college gig. And booted him off the stage because he did a joke that wasn't even offensive. But they were like, this is a safe space.
Hey, what's your name again?
Alan.
Okay.
He's telling a great fucking story. What happened? Yeah, Alan did what?
What the fuck?
I forgot your name.
Yeah, all right, no problem. So he was saying, he had a joke where he's like, he knows that being gay is not a choice because if you're black, why would you choose to add something else like being gay to that? And after that, they were like so offended. They cut off the mic. They booted. And on top of that, they're like putting out all these articles that are, you know, are saying that he's, you know, a horrible, offensive comic. And it's like they can't stop trying to destroy him. Yeah. And he's like, he performed. He's one of them. He performed at an Asian American college show.
Yeah, they'll throw the fucking. That's what's
they're eating their own.
The left will throw each other under the bus. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't play. You can't do colleges anymore. Who the fuck does colleges? You can't do that
Why
shit anymore.
Why wouldn't you? How much fun could you have? Just do one and just burn it to the ground.
Charlie, Charlie Murphy walked off and said, fuck you, I don't even want... He ripped up the check, right? And he walked off. He said, fuck this.
Somebody ran up and grabbed it. That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
But it's not even just colleges. I just did...
I did colleges with Tracy Morgan. Oh. And both of them were like, yeah, we're not giving you the check.
I did a show...
You're not getting the check.
This is true. I did one with Patrice. It was for the ACLU. And it was at a college. And there were some kind of thing. And they didn't let him do the next one. The ACLU said, you're a little too rough to Patrice. That's their main goal is the First Amendment, the ACLU.
But these guys are against free speech. Like they feel like it's, you know, they want to do away with it.
Hey, do you remember that time the Steinbergs, they booked us and we did that benefit for PETA? Remember? And you hosted and you went up and bombed and then I went up and I bombed it and no one was... The only two people listening was the two guys from Queer Eye for the straight guy. Like, they actually were respecting that it was a show and everyone was talking and then Patrice went up and just... When he went up and he just started quietly talking about how he ate a puppy for breakfast.
Was it in New York we did?
Yeah, and the lady saw him get off stage. He goes, why? Who are you? And she goes, I don't want to put this together. He goes, I don't give a shit. He just kept talking, about cooking this puppy slowly. And then they cut off his mic, and then he went over to the piano, which he couldn't play, and started banging on the piano, and he's looking at over at us, like, smiling. I just remember thinking, like, why didn't I do that? Why did I just stand there doing my act like a fucking asshole? Because I remember I did my first joke, it didn't work, and then did my second joke that didn't work, and you know Patrice's laugh. And we did that, he just... Yeah. He just started laughing, and we're just up there just bombing.
We all bombed?
We all fucking bombed. We all bombed, and then he went up and he talked about eating a puppy for breakfast, and he was like our hero, and he wouldn't get off the stage. The lady literally had to cut off the mic, and she was like this soccer mom, like, I'm running shit, I'm fucking doing this. He goes, bitch, nobody gives a shit about you with your weird hips. And he just like, whatever the fuck he was saying to her. And then I just remember in the end, she finally gained control of the microphone, and Patrice just, he didn't get off the stage. Had to end the show with he was up there tickling the fucking ivories.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah. I would miss him.
Yeah. I once bombed, I bombed at a corporate gig.
You're going to follow that? All right, go ahead.
Probably won't be great, but I don't know.
All right, Alan.
So I once bombed at a corporate gig. It was for a big insurance company, and they had me go on 3 hours into the party. Everyone's wasted. And they hand the DJ a note. The DJ looks at a note and he tisks into the microphone. He's like, folks, I'm sorry to have to do this, but unfortunately, we've got some kind of comedian here.
And, good intro.
Yeah, and he's like, we've got to cut the music, stop the dancing. I'm sorry, guys. And he just like throws me the mic. People are booing and somebody yells. They go to get the mic. Somebody yells, why? Why, God, why? And I yell back, because your God fucking hates you. And Satan wins today. And that gig was insane. The guy would not stop heckling me. And then the gig went horribly. And then, like, the owner went to me. He's like, listen, I'm sorry about that. That guy, first thing Monday morning, I'm firing him. And I'm like, please don't fucking do that. I don't want another guy. You know, I don't want this guy being like, not only this comedian,
he's learning
bomb,
a great comedy lesson right now.
Don't follow Bill Burr. All right.
Not Patrice, Bill.
Yeah. But I admire your ability to just throw yourself against the wall. Like, you're going to make it in this business.
Thank you.
You're just going to fucking plow
forward. One hurt the back of my throat.
All right.
Listen,
I thought we were sharing.
I literally couldn't swallow during that story.
I can't either.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Just speak gracefully.
Speaking of Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit, the 8th, I believe, is February 19th.
February 19th, it's at the same place every year.
New York City Center.
I know
you've been there 20 times and you still don't think. Same place every year.
Who's on it this year?
Big J. Okerson, Rich Voss, as always, the host every fucking year, destroying Jim Gaffigan, myself. Who else?
Michelle Wolf.
That's the 2018 one.
Yeah, we got a Murderer's Row. Is Michelle Wolf on? Yeah, Michelle's on this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so is it sold out yet?
It's on its way. I mean, it sells out every year.
It sells out every year.
Yeah, I mean, we've only been on sale for a couple of weeks, and it's only like, I don't know, is it a couple thousand we have to sell? We're into the hundreds at this point.
Jesus, get your tickets right now. It raises money for the family, but it keeps Patrice as the greatest comic in my eyes.
I ever saw.
His memory alive. I don't get it. Billy Burr, thanks for coming on, buddy.
No
good
worries.
Hanging. Voss, what do you got?
VossRoast.com. This weekend I'll be at Levity.
Alan, I'm sorry that you got smashed. I wasn't here.
That's okay.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel better. And listen, I just appreciate you having me on the show, man.
And you made it up with Ricky. Ricky's
a
good guy.
We resolved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know me. Like, he
just
knew me starting out, and he just, you know, like, he hasn't seen me in years.
Right.
I'm a strong fucking comic. He hasn't seen me. You know. But I appreciate Bob.
And Tim, you live with Tim, so you work.
I live with Tim. Yeah.
I love Tim.
Tim's great.
All right. Good.
Yeah. So, you know, I've seen him naked a bunch of times.
I don't need to know.
Beautiful.
That's terrible. Remember Larry Rapucci?
He's very well hung.
Has he got a big pieces? All right, good. What do I got?
You got the Fat Black tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Are you on that?
Yeah.
Are you doing that tomorrow night? Mm-hmm. All right, great. Mike, you're hosting, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Voss is on it, too. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my hour tomorrow night at the Fat Black. So come down if you want to come down. It's at 8:30. The tickets are pretty cheap. It's a great room, and the show's going to be great. We got Mike. We got me. And we got Rich Voss and I think a couple other people. Maybe one other person's going to go on. Cool. Maybe even Keith Robinson if he shows his fucking face.
Nice.
Tomorrow night, and I'm working on my hour. I have 2 hours now because I can't. You know, they won't give me a special. So I'll probably have 4 hours by the time this whole thing turns around and they want white guys again. anyways, and then we're at American Comedy Club in
that
San Diego.
Triggered me.
What? American Comedy Club, San Diego this weekend. Poughkeepsie Laugh It Up. Yonkers. That is December 15th. So get your tickets for Yonkers. And then Spokane and Tacoma. I'm up there for New Year's that week. I love those clubs. So, hey, I want to thank you guys all again for the amazing comments.
Can I do a quick plug? Really quick?
I'm gonna thank him for the amazing comments about my dead dad. Can you wait?
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Do it in the middle.
No. Listen, I don't want. I don't want to step on that. No, I'm sorry, Bobby.
It's a good time to plug. Go ahead.
No, I can't.
No, please do it.
I think that'd be a little inappropriate.
You are a fucking scammer. Go ahead, you selfish cunt. Go ahead.
check out the Weekend Sex podcast.
Oh my God. Anyways,
it's a great podcast, the Weekend Sex Podcast.
All right,
it's a fun show.
All right, buddy. Are you done? You anything else?
I'm done. Anyway, sorry about your dad, Bobby.
No, it's all right. I want to thank all the fans this week at Comedy Connection and then in
Pleasantville.
Fucking unbelievable. You guys are the best. I was so nervous about going on. You know, I literally went from the funeral to stage in Rhode Island. The best fans in the fucking world. I mean that. You're the best. All you guys that came up, you listen to the podcast, and girls, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a listener every week. It means the world to me. You guys are the best fans ever. What do you got?
At Micah Brucey on all social media, and I got my podcast, A Little Time. You can download that wherever.
What do you got?
Oh, I'm at Human Places, the Ease of Three, if you like photography, stand-up stuff.
And she's got a brand new studio, you little son of a bitch.
It's pretty.
I might be having you help me design the new studio here.
Oh, that would be an honor.
Oh, well. All right, what do you got there?
At Mike V. Suarez on Instagram and Twitter. If you're watching live, I'll be at the San Antonio Improv for their last week this weekend. Houston Improv bought it, so they're closing it. And Laugh Out Loud for New Year's this year at San Antonio.
Awesome. And also, yeah, I'm so glad that Voss and Bill, I mean, I haven't hung with these guys in so long. I could just sit there and listen to these two fucks talk, man. They make me so happy remembering the old days. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show as much as I did. Zach, what do you got, baby?
Zach, the new guy.
You guys will see you next week. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.